864-484. And as always, you will thank me later.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the mid-300s. Perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and lock in a low 3.99% year one rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill, in every note of Tiger Rag, on Solid Orange Fridays, and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out. But here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
Tom Plumber, whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
The crisp fall air, the roar of Death Valley, and the Sea of Orange. It's Clemson football season. Get game day ready at the Tiger Sports Shop, your official headquarters, for everything Clemson, from Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon gear. We've got the looks true fans wear with pride. Visit either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or shop online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where every Clemson fan shops and traditions begin.
Jimmy John's just changed the game. Introducing the Chicken Bacon Ranch, now toasted. Picture this: juicy chicken, crispy bacon, and melty cheese, all drizzled in our rich homestyle ranch, sandwiched between perfectly toasted fresh baked bread. Crunchy, creamy, absolutely irresistible. One bite and you'll taste the difference. Warm, melty perfection that takes flavor to the next level. The Chicken Bacon Ranch, now hot, toasty, and calling your name. Get yours today, only at Jimmy John's.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Deal. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey, Saturday's coming fast, and we've got the talk to get you ready. This is College Football Talk on the Roar, where every day is game day.
Hour number two out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you. You know what was fun last night? I was sitting next to Faxon on the bus coming back, and we were living and dying with every Owen McCown pass.
Oh, my gosh.
Every Owen McCown pass. My underdog action last night consisted of Byron Brown higher than 8.5 rush yards. That was an easy one. Easily, like first half over, easy. Way higher than 80.5. Owen McCown higher than 1.5 pass touchdowns would have hit had they not peed down their leg every series they had in the entire first half. That was unbelievable. Props to South Florida for getting it done. But the point is, it kept me engaged in a game that was 45-10 at halftime because all I wanted to do was Owen McCown, just give me one more passing touchdown. I win. I'm going to do some more nonsense like that tonight because I love it. Underdog's the best place to play daily fantasy, whether it is college football, NFL, NBA, now college basketball action. There's no better place to play. And if you get right, if you get enough right, if you're good at it, which some days I am, some days far from it, obviously, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Just ridiculous. Right now, download the app. Use promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org.
Before we go to Jason in Columbia, who I will now refer to as our Columbia correspondent, by the way, you mentioned Owen McCown. He's the quarterback of UTSA. They got shellacked by South Florida last night, as you mentioned, and 45-10 at half. Byron Brown, South Florida quarterback, was basically perfect. 14 of 15 for 239 and two touchdowns. 9 carries for 109 yards for another touchdown. He basically beat the Roadrunners by himself. I'm surprised he didn't catch a pass or kick the ball. I mean, he was sensational. South Florida Quack is – here is their offensive production since they lost to Miami. 63, 54, 63, 48, 31, 55. Their two losses are by a field goal to Memphis, and they got shellacked by Miami in game 3. But, yeah, 63, 54, 63, 48, 31, 55. That's good in Big Ten basketball. I mean, it is.
That's right. That's correct. Tony Bennett would never. You're right. I did the math on this. 348 yards passing and rushing on 24 plays. That's an average of 14.5 yards a touch for Brown.
Man, they are good. Let me tell you what. Ridiculous. Miami would not want to play them again.
No.
Miami may still win that, but it's not a 49-12 game.
No, for sure. Well, is it November?
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's what
they might
win.
It could be 49-12 South Florida.
They actually might win. You're right.
The one thing that's going to hurt South Florida is the loss at Memphis.
Sure.
They lost at Memphis by 3. Other than that, I mean, having watched some of South Florida and having watched some of Memphis this year, I still kind of think South Florida's better, but that head-to-head is tough. And if I'm saying it, Mr. Anti-head-to-head over here, then you know it's got to be true. Let's go to Jason in Columbia, who's up with us next. What's up, Jason?
Hey, guys. Yeah. You know, you referenced Brent Venables in the last segment. I wanted to tell you guys, when you had Tyler on earlier this week, I mean, that took me back to the glory days, just hearing his voice. I'm sure it's the same way for a lot of Clemson fans. When you hear that voice on the roar, it's like, I mean, he's just such a doppelganger for his dad.
Jason, his mannerisms being across the table from him were the same. I mean, really, it's eerie how much they are like. And he talks like a coach.
Two things on that, Jason. Two things, because you're right. Even the way he uses his hands, you swear you're talking to his dad. The way like there's this thing that Venables, when he's doing an answer, he does the way he says that. Tyler does it the exact same way when he's trying to transition. It's unbelievable. To the point, Jason, that I had to remind myself, this is a player. Ask him player questions. Because I was like, I actually went back and listened this morning because I'm finishing up some Tiger pregame show stuff. And I'm going to play like 2 minutes of him talking about Florida State. Because I thought, this is no disrespect to Dabo, certainly, I thought the answer he gave us on the show was a better breakdown of Florida State than Dabo gave from the podium. It was unbelievable. And I'm not even playing the whole thing. It was like 4 minutes long, his answer. It was unbelievable.
You know, I know the Clemson fan base, they get salty over friends and family, but I'm pretty sure, man, that we would all be in agreement. You find a place for somebody with the last name Venables who sounds exactly like Brent Venables. You find some place for him when his playing career is done.
Yes.
I noticed his brother, I saw somebody mention, I think his brother is actually like an assistant strength coach at UAB recently. I was kind of surprised by that.
Yes,
but yeah,
he is.
You find a place.
I'm looking right now. Jake Venables, assistant strength and conditioning coach for UAB football. Yep.
Yeah, that is one, quote, friends and family hire that I think most of us would be just fine with. I mean, is Tyler older than that terrible running back in Columbia that the Gamecocks whined about getting eligible all season? I mean, he might be one of the few people in college football. I swear, Lewis Riddick actually said on the broadcast that South Carolina had two 25-year-old running backs. That Attaway guy, too, has never done anything. And he actually said, we got 25-year-olds playing 18-year-olds. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Tyler Venables, 23. Russell Faison, 25.
Oh, he's a youngster.
Yeah, youngster. Really young.
He's a young buck. He's got a ways to go. Listen, I was curious. I watched the War Chant FSU preview episode this morning, and I was shocked, man, because they almost unilaterally selected Clemson to win, and in some cases by double-digit points. And I guess maybe I have been underplaying the fact that Tommy Castellanos is really banged up and not running the ball well. And their thought was that, yes, Gus Malzahn's known for eye candy, and if you get your eyes in the backfield, which we know Clemson defensive backs can do, you might give up a play or two. But their argument was that just Florida State does not have a sophisticated enough passing attack compared to somebody like what Mensa did to us and SMU and some of the other games we played this season where we've struggled, even Syracuse before their quarterback went down. And I was just surprised. So I guess both fan bases, the morale is beaten down, and I'm just kind of at a point, guys, where I just don't feel comfortable picking Clemson to win, even if there are some matchups that might go in their favor until I actually see it happen. But it gave me a little bit of hope. I was pretty shocked by the way that the War Chant guys were basically in alignment that they expected Clemson to win. Is there something that I'm just totally missing about Castellanos, do you think, and the ability for him to put the ball in the air downfield that maybe gives you more confidence in Clemson's ability to win tomorrow?
It's a great question, Jason. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. You know, we talked about him as a runner yesterday, and if you missed that, what I found in my research, you know, Clemson historically has had a hard time with mobile quarterbacks. This year they've actually had a hard time with immobile quarterbacks. The quarterbacks that Clemson has faced this year, outside of Haynes King, who is incredibly mobile, he is like the third leading rusher in the ACC or something. Like he's had a really good year, over 700 rushing yards for King. The other seven quarterbacks have combined for minus 101 rushing yards this year. So that begs the question. One, Clemson's actually, you know, I was actually looking at some numbers trying to compare Clemson and Florida State. Do you know Clemson's like third or fourth in the ACC in sacks? Does it feel like that?
What?
Yes. I'm going to look this up now. I'm going to confirm this. Yes.
That might say more about the rest of the league then.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Clemson, I'm sorry, fifth in the ACC in sacks with 19. If you go sacks per game, Clemson is fifth. SMU leads, Florida State second, Pittsburgh and Virginia tied for third. And then Clemson is in fifth out of 17 teams. They have 19 sacks in 8 games, is 2.38 sacks per game. That may be true, but it feels like they're not consistently getting pressure on quarterbacks. That they're just not, they're not making quarterbacks uncomfortable nearly enough. And these are stationary quarterbacks. So imagine what might happen with a mobile quarterback where you have to deal with the run. Now, what I said is, If you can push it a little bit, if you can push the pile outside and have somebody waiting for him, or sort of push the pile from the inside and have somebody waiting for him when he scrambles, that would be ideal. What I think they're going to do, Ben, and this may seem like a recipe for disaster, but I'm going to try to justify it with some numbers here. What I think Clemson is going to do tomorrow against Florida State is I think you're going to see a lot of 8 and 9, I'm saying 9 man boxes, where they are going to flat out load the crap out of the box. Look, man, if the safety's going to end up in the box anyway, just don't even pretend that he's going to be deep. That's what I say.
I'm listening.
Florida State's receivers on the season, this is interesting. Deuce Robinson, 34 catches for 689 yards. And Micah Danzy, the freshman, 21 catches for 503. If you do the math on this, they have combined for 55 catches, which is 42% of Florida State's receptions on the year. 2 in every 5 catches. A little bit more than that, actually, but we'll say 2 in every 5 catches is those two guys, the two outside receivers. For 1,192 yards, which is 55.3% of their receiving yards. 55% of their receiving yards. 5 out of 9 are these two gentlemen. They are outside receivers. And to the point Jason makes, Gus Malzahn has never been known to have an incredibly elaborate passing scheme. That is one thing about Kevin Jennings and Darian Mensah. They were run. There's a lot of air raid in there, but it's a more sophisticated passing scheme, and they're more sophisticated throwers. They're processing more and going through progressions, and they're the more things are being schemed up from the passing game for them, particularly in passing downs. For Florida State, everything is off of the run. So as long as you don't bite on play action, it's my belief that you can play a lot of man-to-man against this team with your cornerbacks, because they've not had consistency from their running backs out of the backfield. They've not had super consistency from their tight ends, although Randy Pittman Jr. has been good when he's played. He's just been banged up a couple games and missed. To me, all you really have to worry about on a consistent basis for this team are two receivers. So if you're playing man-to-man with two guys and 9 people are dealing with whatever run game's happening in the box, to me, that's an ideal for Clemson. Thoughts, Ben? What am I missing here? Where am I wrong on this?
No, I mean, I don't know that you are. I do think you're at a point where there's not going to be any perfect formation on the defensive side. You just got to figure out what it is that you have to stop and what are you willing to give up at times. Listen, I don't think they're stopping Deuce Robinson no matter what they play. I mean, I really don't.
6'6 is 6'6.
6'6, exactly. Took the words right out of my mouth. Ashton Hampton, you assume, is on him. You know, I don't know what the status of Jaden Lucas is. I haven't looked. Do you know off the top of your head?
I think I thought Lucas was fine last week. They just didn't play him for it. It was a DNP coach's decision is what I thought last week.
Okay. I mean, to me, if you try like a single high kind of a look, you've got to fade Deuce Robinson. And then Avion Terrell, hey, we're going to give you what you want. You're in man coverage over here. Because I just think you've got to take something away. And I think you've got a better chance of maybe loading the box and stopping the run. If Florida State can't run the ball, I think that's where their offense might start breaking down. But again, you're not stopping a kid like Deuce Robinson. I don't care who he plays for or who you are. He's just too good.
That's right. It would be a nice game for Lucas because you put a bigger corner on there. Jaden Lucas has played 0 defensive snaps the last 2 weeks. He's played on special teams last 2 weeks.
Texture said, yeah, because Clemson DBs have been good with man coverage. I don't know that they've actually played a ton of that, to be honest with you.
That's
the problem. We don't really know what they're playing.
The majority of the time when Clemson plays man, the corners are not who they're picking on. So what I'm suggesting is Florida State's passing game is designed to not throw it to the tight end or the backs or even a slot receiver. Their offense is designed to throw it outside the hash to two receivers, to two people. So I'm asking your best coverage people to cover.
Right.
That's what I'm doing. And I'm not asking guys that can't cover to cover. I'm asking them to play the quarterback and play the run game. And that, to me, again, it's not ideal, but look around. Look at this. Look at the wreckage of Clemson's defense. This is not a team that's been good. Like Ben, just like you just said, they've not been good at anything. So let's not ask people to do what they're not good at. Let's strain the offense to be able to execute in a pressurized spot and tell the safeties that like to not play coverage anyway, to just get downhill, to go chase a quarterback.
Yeah, it's not a perfect solution by any means, but if you're already struggling on the back end, at least you can take away. I mean, you're going to have bust either way. Okay, you just play straight up zero coverage man or too high, you're still going to have bust at this point. That's just what this team is. At least stop the run.
And you know what?
I think that's what you're saying here.
If Tommy Castellanos can beat me with Mekhi Dansey and Deuce Robinson and nobody else and not running the ball, then more power to him. That's what I say. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll take some calls. We'll get to the Adam McCurvin text line as well. Get to more of our pick 'em contest as well. Hour two of the program continues after this.
It's the Upstate Veterans Alliance 10th Annual South Carolina Veteran Upstate Salute, honoring veterans and first responders at Floor Field in downtown Greenville. See the Special Forces Jump Team, Aerial Flyover, Drill Team Exhibitions, Rifle Salute, and more. Featuring music from country artist Daryl Worley with opener Ryan Spencer. Sunday, November 9th, the salute to our veterans and first responders at Floor Field, downtown Greenville. Tickets just $5 at upstatesalute.com. Gates open at 2 with a concert at 4. Honor our veterans and first responders with country artist Daryl Worley. Sunday, November 9th, honor the men and women who served to keep us free and safe. Go to upstatesalute.com for tickets and more information.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Power up your lunch, dinner, or football party with a visit to Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits. From their crazy good deep-fried ribs to their award-winning smoked Reuben sandwich to the best wings in the upstate for over 30 years, Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits has the winning team for game day or any day. Open Monday through Saturday with live music, karaoke, and more. 11028 Anderson Road in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville Road in Greer. Kickoff in style with Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlawnliving.com.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use card lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... That sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
From the moment you were born, I knew my role. You got to listen to that song at some point, Quark. That one.
As who is a girl, that?
It's, I don't remember who it's by. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
It's To Die For is the name of the song, but the two and the four are Roman numerals, if that helps you. Listen to that one on the way home, buddy.
You gonna make me cry in the car?
Oh no.
Okay. Good. Okay.
You're gonna wanna punch a wall. And anyway, hey, Industrial Motor Service brings part of this hour to you. IMS, industrialmotorservice.com. Doug and his crew have been servicing the upstate and surrounding areas since 1989. They're going to keep, they're your one-stop shop for anything that has to do with AC-DC motors, servo motors, pumps, gearboxes, things that you're using in manufacturing and farming, even homeowners in your pools. IndustrialMotorService.com has you covered. They have 24/7 emergency repair available. And if you have a motor that need an electric motor that needs to be replaced, check with Industrial Motor Service first. They are able to rewind motors in many cases, and that saves you, in some cases, thousands of dollars. And that is a great alternative. or any kind of preventive maintenance, repair service, etc. industrialmotorservice.com. Located in Anderson. Check them out online, industrialmotorservice.com.
You know, a couple things on the topic we're hitting when we went to break. A text from the 864 says, I think they need to do whatever it takes to get number six off the field. They have to have someone better. Here's the problem. They don't. And Ricardo Jones is a young player, a sophomore. He's not as young now. He shouldn't be busting every time. But I do think it is an indictment of the others that Clemson is playing their best guys. Even Dabo said they played five safeties this weekend. But, like, the freshmen, we're not seeing them. Like, there's very little hope for the future because the guys that are the reserves are like Tyler Venables and Colin Griffin and guys who are done after the year, the guys that are playing because the other guys aren't handling it. So there's not – it's not even like, you. Hey, you know, we just gonna need to be patient and wait on these young guys to develop. That's not really where Clemson is. The other part of it is, though, I think the Tigers need to be sending pressure on every play. Sitting back and playing coverage isn't working at all. It's so hard to watch this defense play. Here's the problem. I said this, I think, yesterday to a caller who actually brought up a good point. Like, they need to be pressuring. And my argument is they have been pressuring. The pressure has not been getting there. Or they've not been covering well enough for the pressure to take hold. Getting pressure and calling a pressure are not the same. You can get pressure with three. You can call a pressure with seven and not get home, and it looks like you're just playing coverage. I don't think you would look at many situations in this last couple of games in particular where Clemson has rushed fewer than four. And I think most downs it's five that they're rushing.
Is this a game, though, that even in those situations you still hold somebody back as more of a spy? Because the one thing that you give up there is you vacate a huge part of the middle of the field when you just bring an all-out blitz. And if Castellano steps up and gets through that, he can go for 25 yards before anybody makes contact. I mean, really, he can do that. That's my fear. So I wonder if you don't, you know, you got to keep somebody home maybe.
You almost have to structurally hem him in and maybe double spy. Like, maybe less pressure, but more like more double spy. And the issue with that is that the linebackers haven't taken great angles in pursuit this year. So I think what we're spelling out is even when you have a good plan, there are still issues. Like, if you double spy, who's got the tight end? That would be the question. If you double spy, who's got the tight end? It's probably that box safety, whoever's down in the box. Or it's the free safety coming down and taking the tight end, which means that the corners don't have any help at all. It's been tough. I looked this up. I am not going to be intellectually dishonest with the audience. I understand why you would do it, but I am not going to be intellectually dishonest and act like Florida State getting 1,500 yards on East Texas A&M makes them the best offense in America. I talked about this earlier in the week, that they're number one in all the games, but when you take out East Texas A&M and Kent State, they're like eight. When you take out the non-conference games, they're like 17. And then you, when you take out a group of five, they're like 17. And then when you take out all the non-conference games, they're like 25. This is a really good offense, but they're not averaging, like Tyler Venables said, they're averaging 300 yards a game. They're not going to run for 300 yards against Clemson. They ran for like 1 million yards against East Texas A&M. But when you look at the conference numbers, what you will see is huge, enormous, gigantic plays across the board by Deuce Robinson and Mekhi Danzy. Look at these numbers. This is in conference games only. Top six receivers in the ACC. Chris Bell from Louisville and Cooper Barkate from Duke. We saw him up close personal last week. Is 100.4. Deuce Robinson, 98 yards per game, is third. Malachi Toney from Miami. Jordan Hudson, SMU. And then Mekhi Danzy from Florida State at 75.4. When you change and do yards per catch against ACC opponents, Mekhi Danzy is second at 22.2 yards per catch. Deuce Robinson is fifth at 18.9 yards per catch. And Robinson leads the ACC in catches of 30-plus yards. Huge, enormous, gigantic plays by these two receivers. By the way, TJ Moore is fourth T.J. Moore's actually fourth in yards per catch in ACC play with 19.3 yards per catch. Brian Wesco, guy, could use that guy this week. 17.7 is sitting in sixth. So that's why I say, like, yeah, you need somebody on the tight end, but really, they're just going to throw the ball up to these guys. They're just going to get you sucked in. They're going to try to use eye candy to make you look at 900,000 things, and they're just going to throw back shoulders and go balls to these two guys. And then if that's not open, then Castellano's going to try to run, and he likely will because the defense is so stressed. Let's go to Ricky in Spartanburg, who is up with us next. 654 Roar is the number. What's up, Ricky?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Yeah, thank you for letting me. Love the show.
Thank you.
I've followed Clemson football since 1978, about as close as I think I could have, but I must have missed something. Educate me on this. With the safety struggling like they are, and number five struggling worse than maybe anybody back there, why wouldn't Venables play more? He's got so much experience, obviously. I guess I'm thinking I must have missed something, because if nothing else, it seems like that'd be a calming influence back there right now. And I just, there must be something I missed, why he doesn't get in more than he does and why he wouldn't play ahead of those guys.
Ricky, I don't disagree with you. I mean, look, I appreciate the phone call and the kind words. Thank you very much. I understand that athletically you're going to lose some, but a good athlete in the wrong place is no different than a poor athlete in the right place to me.
A slow safety is less than ideal, okay?
That is also true.
I mean, let's just call it what it is. Slow compared to everybody else. But I've asked myself that same question. Like, is it worth the trade-off? What you lose in athletic ability and speed for someone who is at least going to be in the right spot. And maybe more importantly to this team right now, you've got to think he's going to make sure that the other guys are in the right spot. I mean, he truly is a coach on the field type of a player. I think that is the asset that he brings to you. But again, it's a speed game, and especially at that position, you know, there's a trade-off. But I think it's a fair point by Ricky.
You know, you're talking about the sort of the communication, the brains on the field. I noticed something last game, and when I went back and watched, I actually was paying a little more attention to this. And I don't know why I haven't brought it up this year. Probably, you know, I'm probably just delinquent. There's been so many things to notice. Ben, I feel like defensive communication pre-snap. The one thing I'm looking for defensive communication pre-snap is I need to see one guy losing it almost all the time. I mean, losing his mind. Every snap. Particularly in home games where the crowd is loud. You need to be losing your mind. You need to be physically moving people. You need to make sure that it's sort of like an infielder telling the outfielder how many outs there are, that guys are mirroring the call, that there's not confusion. Ben, I don't even know what I'm saying here. I don't know that anybody's, like, bad at this. I don't know. But the body language pre-snap. Watch. If you haven't noticed, just watch a few snaps on Saturday. Just watch the defense and tell me if you feel like there's somebody whose body language screams, if we don't get a stop on this play, we're all dead. Like, Ben Bulwer is my example of this. Ben Bulwer, every snap, when he is signaling, and you could, like, R.J. Mickens was like this. You could go, Michael Hamlin and DeAndre McDaniel, like, you could go back and find people. All Nate Wiggins was like this sometimes. Like, you're mirroring, like, if we, our life depends on, we have to get a stop here, and so we're all on the same page. And you know who the leader is, and there's other, like, many leaders all over the field that are just mirroring that. And I know, like, the linebackers are supposed to be giving the calls, but to me, the linebackers are too muted. The communication is too slow, and it's too nice, and it's too relaxed. Maybe having a Tyler Venables that's thinking through the thought process that he went over his checklist with us on Tuesday. If you missed that interview, go back and listen. I'm serious. You're going to learn about playing safety, and you're going to learn about a lot about defensive football. Mostly as a coach, as a player, because, again, I did have to remind myself that he is not a coach. We can ask him player questions. But I feel like there's a lot of, like, here's the call, 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 and everyone's like, oh, yep, we got it, we got it, we got it, instead of, hey! Hey, line, move over here. Here's the adjustment. Hey, everybody, this is the most important thing I've ever done in my entire life, and I need to tell you this right now, and I need you to tell me that you understand it's the most important thing that anyone has ever told you. The defense is not doing that. The information is being relayed, but it's being relayed as if it's a Tuesday afternoon, you know? Just watch for that this week. Just watch for that. Stay with us. Hour two of the program continues. More Clemson thoughts, more college football thoughts right after this.
It's always big when the Clemson Tigers and Florida State Seminoles get together on the gridiron, and we've got you covered right here on the Roar. Kickoff at 7 o'clock inside Memorial Stadium this year. That means the Ingles Tiger pregame show starts at 1 inside Burton Gallery, right there inside Little John Coliseum. Then Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and his crew, Don, Tim, and Reggie with the call of the game, and Dono Clark and I will give you all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's here, the flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the spotted lanternfly. It's got big wings and it's red and it's got spots. If you call us, we can tell you all about it. But we have a good program to keep them at bay. And if we don't, they're going to kill a lot of our trees, like 54 different species of tree. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Only minutes from the interstate at Exit 1, inviting golfers from Oconee. Anderson, Pickens, and Greenville counties, as well as nearby Atlanta, Chickasaw Point and Overlook Restaurant await you. Chickasaw Point Golf is a hills course, and Overlook Restaurant is a beautiful event venue. Available to host meetings, weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays, a natural, beautiful trip through nature the way golf was meant to be. Discover what others have, the great golfing you'll find at Chickasaw Point.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
Did you know you can get paid to increase your home's comfort and efficiency? Contact Koala Insulation to see how to increase comfort and lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Right now, you can also get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. The tax credits give homeowners 30% back in tax credits from their insulation upgrade, up to $1,200. But these tax incentives are expiring at the end of 2025 and will not return. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville at 864-867-1779 today to learn more.
Spend your lunch every day with Kwok and Ben on Out of Bounds. We promise they'll save you a plate.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter that serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
Weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
I've been broke, been bruised, been used. Had folks talking like they know my shoes. Ain't no saint, I've raised some hell. But I learned my peace where my demons dwell. I quit chasing ghosts that don't pay rent. Quit worrying about the ones who went. Now I walk my road dust on my boots, singing my truth, whatever it roots. Cause I don't give a damn who don't like me. This world spins fast and time ain't free. We're all just sparks in the midnight sky, fading out slow, saying goodbye. So pour that whiskey.
Well, that's good.
Let it burn fine.
You think? Hour two continues. Don't do it. Don't make me levitate in here.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Oh, I love that. Playing the hits. Stay tuned for the breaks. What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common, Ben? Of course, the time-honored tradition of the class ring.
And what I love, by the way.
It is great. It is great.
Yeah.
I was watching something the other day. Somebody, it was a Clemson grad talk, giving a speech, and I was like, Clemson ring, beautiful. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, great friends of the show. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. Brooke the Mail Lady says she needs a playlist for today. We can work on that, Brooke.
Yep.
Yeah, Ben's a good record keeper. Couple things. At the end of this segment, I have a fun trivia question, Ben. I have a fun trivia question because you have some football tickets to give away. We're going to do this at the end of the segment.
Buddy, I have 2 basketball tickets for tonight.
Shut your mouth.
And I have a set of 2 and a set of 4 football for tomorrow.
Oh, buddy.
And we just giving them away, man.
My gosh.
You get a ticket. You get a ticket.
Can
I? Oprah. It's the ghost of Kelly Gramlich.
That was my Oprah impression. I think we should do a trivia question for the 4.
Okay.
Like, we can give away the 2. Give away the 2 basketball. Give away the 2 football. But I have a trivia question for the 4. We'll do that during the break. That way it's less stress. Is it less stress to do it during the break or to
yeah,
do it
I need,
live on the show?
I need time.
Okay. Less stress during the break. I can't wait for this trivia question. This is a good one. This is one that it's not too hard, but it's not a giveaway either. And it is related to Florida State and the date of the game. Beautiful trivia question. Couple things about some of the other games Any other thoughts on the Clemson defensive scheme, by the way, before we wrap up that conversation? Anything you've been marinating on or thinking about here?
Listen, man, the rest of my thoughts on Clemson's defense right now would be more suited for satellite radio. We have rules, Quark.
You know, we have some agreement on some of these games. In fact, we are in agreement on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games. Has that ever happened in the Google Doc? In the history of the Google Doc? I think the record might be 2, 5.
Not on the Pick'em.
Not on the Pick'em. 5.
I did not even realize that.
Here are the games.
Oh, that can't be good.
That can't be good. Here are the games.
I already have a loss, by the way.
Oh, no.
App State absolutely stunk last night.
Oh, they were bad.
You let Georgia Southern – I mean, that game wasn't – it ended up being like a 3-point game. Georgia Southern dominated that game. I was so disappointed in the Mountaineers.
Yeah, that was toughy. At home – on a Thursday night? That's supposed to be automatic App State?
Kid Brewer Stadium, man.
It's tough.
Nobody comes to the mountain, but they did.
Well, except Georgia Southern. We both have Mississippi State +9.5, which Mississippi State's winning outright. We told you that. They're winning outright. Don't even need the points. Going to take them anyway. We both have Indiana -14.5. Ben, the interim coach bump doesn't apply to teams with backup quarterbacks. And also, the interim coach bump was the Iowa game. In my opinion, Indiana's, it may take 4 quarters. It may take 60 minutes to get there. But Indiana's winning this by 20. Penn State really going to, like, lose to Indiana? What would the score be? 27-13? Like, they're going to keep Indiana from scoring all those times without scoring themselves? I can't see Penn State keeping this within 14. I can't see this at all.
This could be a game for a half, and then Indiana just kind of has another gear, and they throw her down in overdrive, take off.
The third game that we have in common is Cal. Oh, buddy. I don't feel good about this one either. This is a hold your nose. Cal coming across the country to the Eastern time zone, taking on the Louisville Cardinals. By the way, I did mean to look at this. We're doing this live. We know that Isaac Brown is out for Louisville. That is not all. Stanquan Clark, the talented linebacker, is questionable for Louisville. That is a major loss. And Duke Watson, the other running back, is probable. Now, probable means you're obviously, it's self-evident, you're probably going to play. That's the third leading rusher, though. I mean, it's Kewan Brown basically carrying the load for Louisville on the ground against a Cal team that routinely under Justin Wilcox will cover a big number. So that feels like a good one there, but it is for sure a hold-your-nose situation with Cal. That's the third one. The fourth one we have in common is Notre Dame and Navy. Notre Dame laying 25.5. I'm proud of you, man. Doesn't matter how many points you lay in with Notre Dame.
I cannot lose here because I took Navy in the Pick'em contest and Notre Dame in our doc. If you were tuned in yesterday, you know why I did that. I'm basically going against myself here. So
I can't wait for Ben to go the wrong kind of 5-5 this week.
Yeah. You know, the other thing about Notre Dame is are they not playing with style points in mind?
Yes.
I feel like they know they have to keep the pedal to the metal. In these games,
they're the last at large in right now.
Yeah, so I almost think the polls and the bracket that came out this week maybe has the positive effect on Notre Dame. We'll see. Beyond that, and I hate it, man. I love Navy. Got Navy people in my family. They get their doors blown off every year by Notre Dame. They just do.
The last 2 years, the spread has not been nearly enough, and it's been well into double digits. Yeah, this is This is 56-10. This is like the worst beatdown. This might be my best bet of the week, which is crazy to do laying 25.5. This might be the biggest lock on the board. True story. The fifth and final thing that we have the same is the Florida State Clemson over. Holy Lord. Hunker down for 17-13, boys and girls.
I have convinced myself that this game is going to be similar to Clemson Duke. And I'm putting a whole lot of stock into not only Clemson's offense that was impressive last week, but Florida State's offense that was impressive last week. And I've got very small sample sizes to base that on both teams. But at least from an offensive productivity standpoint, both teams come into this game feeling good about themselves. So I don't know who's going to – I'm not talking about winning and losing in this one. I'm just talking about point total. And I think this could be a high-scoring affair.
You know, Tim Beret sent me an interesting stat, Ben, because he was echoing my sentiments. During one of the breaks, he sent me a text on the personal text line, and he said, you're right that Florida State's 25th in yards per game in conference games. He said, you should note that Clemson is ninth. Clemson leads the ACC in yards per game against ACC opponents by like 10 yards over second place. So,
really?
Yes, which is kind of, once again, it goes to the age-old question, is the offensive coordinator responsible for gaining yards or scoring? Because Clemson has been gaining yards but not scoring for 3 years now, it seems, against like good teams. A lot of 425 yards but 24 points type games. I think they score. They got something going on the ground with Randall and Davidson. That'll help in the red zone. Good passing attack. Moore's come alive. Williams alive. Tight end's alive. I think Clemson's feeling pretty good about that. Let's go to Tennessee Tiger. We got just about 90 seconds left in this hour. What's up, Tennessee Tiger?
Hey, well, I think one thing about the defense, if you don't have a Gunther staying on the sidelines to help you out, then you're at a disadvantage, right?
Wait, what does that say that again?
Who now?
Connor Stallions. You mean Connor Stallions.
Yeah, Connor Stallions.
Yeah.
Or you don't have somebody, like in baseball, you know, banging on trash cans.
That's
Bill Belichick's way down the line assistants who were out, you know, to opponents' game practices. But I just think that since they have a shortened clock now, like the NFL, which everybody has, then just you got a shorter time to see what's going on, get back to line scrimmage, and it's just all that stuff in their mind that they got to observe, and they had 2 years three years of the previous defensive coordinator, and I don't think they got some of that out of their head. You know, Wes Goodwin?
Yeah, oh yeah. There could be some of that. I would agree. Hey, Tennessee Tiger, we got to run, man. Appreciate the phone call. Good stuff. Thanks very much. I'm dying. Gunther Stallion. I'm dying about Gunther Stallion, man. Hey, we've got people lining up to get the two basketball, the two football tickets. If you want the four football tickets, here's the –
I misspoke.
Oh, okay.
We have two basketball, two football.
Okay, well then, screw that. No trivia. If you want these tickets, you call us, man. Everything must go. 654-ROAR is the number. This commercial break, they will be gone by the time we come back. Two basketball tickets for Gardner Webb tonight. Two football tickets for Florida State tomorrow. Make your weekend. Final hour of the week is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kremes.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
The holidays are here, and while most people are adding pounds, what if you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and confident? Don't roll into the new year with regret. Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. In fact, take that weight right off. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches show me exactly what to eat, how to handle the situations I encounter, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. That metabolic reset system from PhD, it works. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, you're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit online at myphdweightloss.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
A fan favorite for almost 4 decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilet.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green.